buried alive. Who among us has not feared it? To be buried alive is, beyond question, the most horrific of all deaths. For several years, I have suffered from a condition which physicians have termed catalepsy. The first attacks came without warning. When I was alone, late at night, without realizing what was happening, I would sink, little by little, into a trance state. Unable to move, unable to really think, and yet somehow aware of my immediate surroundings. I could lay this way for days until I eventually came about to normal sensation. Other times I would get sick and cold and dizzy and just collapse where I stood. Then for days everything around me would be black and silent, and the world became dark and empty. And then, after an eternity, I would gradually come back to consciousness, stumble around my apartment and attempt to clean myself up. Other than this strange trance once in a while, my general health seemed to be good. Except for my memory, that is. Usually, when I would wake up in the morning, I would have trouble remembering where I was. And my general mental ability felt confused. It could take hours sometimes for my senses to return. I became obsessed, thinking about corpses, worms, and cemeteries. I became lost in thoughts of death and the idea of being buried alive. I realized that because of my condition, I was in unbelievable danger. What if I was away from home and had a seizure? If no one knew me or about my condition, I could be taken for a dead man. The ghastly danger I was in haunted me day and night. It was hard to sleep because I feared I would wake up in a grave. And then finally, when I did fall asleep, it was to a world of nightmares. Horrible images of death continued to torture me in my sleep, and my waking hours were filled with agonizing thoughts of burial, tombs, and of the crawling worms. I became paranoid and afraid even to exercise, walk, or wander from my home. From my friends, I gained sacred promises that they never allow me to be buried until my stiff body showed signs of advanced decay. I also decided to take some special precautions. Among other things, I had the family burial vault remodeled, allowing it to be opened from within. The slightest pressure on a hydraulic lever would force the huge iron doors to fly open. I had ventilation ducts made for the circulation of air and light, and emergency containers of food and water installed within immediate reach of the coffin. The coffin itself was designed to be oversized and padded, and it was outfitted with a lid that could be opened from the inside with almost no effort. A baby could escape from this box. And finally, I had a fail-proof alarm installed, a large bell with a rope hanging in the vault. The other end of the rope was to be tied to the hand of whoever was buried in the coffin. That way, if the power in the building went out, I could still sound an alarm. All of the work, all of the precautions, and still, I suffered from the torture of my thoughts, the nightmares, and the future doom which awaited me. One afternoon, I found myself waking from the blackness of a trance. I began to slowly realize a faint gray light in front of me. It was daylight. I couldn't feel anything in my arms or legs. Then, after a long time, I heard a ringing in my ears, and then a tingling sensation in my arms and legs. Finally, I felt like I could move an eyelid. My blood started to pump through my body and I began to think. Slowly, I was able to remember who and where I was. I knew that I had had a seizure, and suddenly I wondered if I had been buried alive. Oh, I was so terrified, I couldn't force myself to move. I didn't want to wake up and confront reality. After a long while, I forced myself to slowly open my eyes. It was dark. Completely dark. I knew that the trance was over. I knew that I was now fully recovered. I could see again, but everything around me was still completely black. I tried to scream, but my lips, my tongue felt as dry as leather. I couldn't make a sound. My chest felt like there was a huge weight on it, and every gasp of air was an intense effort. I could hear my heart beat like an enormous drum pounding from inside a vast cave. My attempt to move my mouth showed me that it was sewn shut, the way morticians sometimes treat corpses. I was also lying on something hard, and my sides of my body were against something solid. Or so far, I hadn't attempted to move my arms or legs, but now I panicked. My arms were crossed and laying across my chest. I reached up, and I felt a solid wooden board about 6 inches from my face. It was then that I realized my worst fear. I had been buried alive! But suddenly, I had a reassuring thought. My precautions, my alarms. I tried to force the lid open. It wouldn't move. I was trapped like an animal, even worse. I felt my wrists for the rope tied to the bell. It was gone. And then, my greatest terror, the paddings which I had carefully installed in the coffin were missing. This wasn't my coffin. And I began to smell the odor of damp, rotting earth and things that had been dead for a long time. The conclusion was obvious. I wasn't in the family vault. I must have fallen into a trance when I was away from home. Strangers must have found me, but I couldn't recall a thing. Whoever found me must have buried me like a dog, nailed up in some common, ordinary coffin, and stuck me deep in the ground forever in a deserted and nameless grave. I began to realize what had happened. I started to scream again, and this time I succeeded. I let out a long, wild, continuous shriek of agony that reverberated up through the ground and miraculously caught someone's attention. Before long, I was seized and shaken by a trio of very rough-looking individuals.
What the devil's the matter? What do you mean by yelling in that manner?
And then slowly, slowly, my senses were restored. And my memory began coming back to me, and images started to flood my mind. Now I remembered. I had gone on a hunting expedition with a friend in the deep woods surrounding the James River. Night came, and an unbelievably fierce storm came out of nowhere, and we took shelter in the cabin of a deserted ship anchored at the mouth of the river. We made the best of it. We knew we were on board for the night, and I slept in a bunk in the small cabin. This bunk had no sheets or blankets, with about 18 inches clearance to the boards above my head. It was a tight squeeze, but I slept well, and then the trance began, and my screams. The men who shook me were the crew of the ship, and some workers hired to unload the cargo after the storm.
You there! Move those bags portside!
Aye, aye, Captain.
The dark, earthy smell was the cargo. Fertilizer and chemicals. I had been wearing a silk handkerchief, and during the night it had slipped around my mouth, interfering with my breathing. After that unbelievable night, I tried to think about things other than death. I threw away my medical books. I read no bugaboo tales, such as this. My tortures, my cataleptic seizures, subsided somewhat. My soul grew sober, and I began to travel and exercise and to live life as a man free of ghastly torments. But always, always, in the deep recesses of my soul lie the seeds of fear. Who is to say when another attack will overcome me? Will the next burial be real, or only the product of my imagination? The boundaries which divide life and death can be shadowy and vague. Who is to say where one ends and the other begins?